Joining us right now are three. We have one by our side here, members of The Nine. It is Hutterites, Our Story to Freedom. And they're joining us right now here on KFGO. They will have a book signing tomorrow at Zambros. We'll give you more details on that here in just a couple of moments here. But first, let's welcome Karen and Jason into the studio. Welcome to KFGO.
Thank you for having us.
And get up nice and close there, I think, to the microphone there. I think we just didn't quite get you there. First of all, I think people might be confused. Amish, Mennonites, Hutterites. What's the difference?
The difference is that with the Hutterites that they live communally. There's only one bank account per colony. Everybody works for that one common purse, and you don't get paid, only $3 a month. So if you leave, you leave with nothing. You can work there for 50 years. All your work, all that effort you put in, it's all for nothing. You have to leave with nothing. That's how they differ from the other two groups. They do embrace technology, though, and they are worth tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. They're worth a lot of money because of the free labor.
So you have phones, they have phones, they have vehicles, cars, and such. So they just live in a colony, is what you're saying?
Yes, they live in each colony consists of about 100 people. And there are about 50,000 Hutterites spread across southern Canada there from Manitoba over to British Columbia and here in North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, and Minnesota. There's a whole bunch.
Okay. Is it the Mennonites in Wisconsin then? Because I know I saw some folks. Well, that doesn't make any difference.
Mennonites are all over.
Okay. Well,
yes.
Karen, I have to ask you because a lot of people don't understand what Jason just told us, but I mean, right. They do now, but I mean, they don't. But what, first of all, made you say, I want out?
You know, growing up for a while, I grew up deceived to believe that this Hutterite way of life is the best way because even people on the outside think it is a Christian community. Like everything with the dress and the covering, they think it's a real structure, real religious group. But at the same time, when I was 20 years old was when I left. And what brought me to the place of leaving was seeing how they persecute Christians. Because we stood up confessing to believe in Jesus. Mm-hmm. But then my brother and uncle were brought in before many ministers and were kicked out by the church. So it wasn't hard to leave because of those, seeing all the hatred and the anger, you know, towards each other that there wasn't any real family life and love there. And that's what I wanted many, many years is to just fill that void. And we found it. We found it in Jesus. And when we left, we were taught the Bible, how to hear the voice of God and how to live in society and have a worth, especially as a woman. The self-esteem is very low because, you know, there's very little responsibilities as a woman. There's no driver's license, and all the work that do is basically looked as chores. You know, all the sewing, sewing our own clothes, so it's gardening and cooking, that it didn't generate money, you could say, not like the men do. So when we wanted shoes or we'd want something like the women, sewing machines and stuff like that, we had to go work in town to weed, you know, maybe strawberries or something like that, work for it. But at the same time, we were working hard and it was worth something. So building that self-esteem in Christ Jesus, the words, the capabilities that we have has been awesome. Over the last 7 years, we've been gone for almost 7 years. So you can imagine it's been quite the adventure.
Yeah. I have to ask, well, both of you, it doesn't matter who answers this, but you're both born where? In North Dakota?
I was born in Canada, in Manitoba.
Canada?
And I was born in North Dakota near Grand Forks.
Okay, where'd you get the accents then? Is that just everybody in the community is?
Because we spoke a Hutterish, you could say Hutterish dialect. It wasn't written or read. We just picked it up as, you know, from our parents and children. We grew up speaking that, but the church, the religious services, and we were in High German, which we weren't fluent in, and then we had English school, so.
I guess the accent comes from because Hutterites live so isolated.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they might be your next door neighbors, people really do not know what goes on inside of a Hutterite colony because there's so many barriers set up where they keep themselves separated. There's a different language, like she just talked about. There is a different dress and all those things in place, a totally different culture. When we left, there was quite a culture shock in a lot of ways. It was like moving to a different planet. And there's a lot of fear there of leaving because of the outside world being so, you're not used to it. It's so different. Simple stuff like writing a check. Simple stuff like shopping for groceries. Stuff we take for granted, like just going to a restaurant and ordering a nice meal with your wife. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that is not possible because they control all the money. Therefore, everything you do, you have to ask permission from the leaders. And if they don't want to give it to you, you're out of luck.
One of the questions I was thinking of, too, before you guys got here is that I'm guessing that you got a lot of interesting looks when you were in the colony as far as the way you dressed and presented yourself. Did that bother you?
Oh, very much. Like in town, that brought such a great separation that I would not dare. And it did keep me from reaching out and even communicating and having relationships. Well, let's say you, just anybody in town that I thought they're in a total different world and I'm not like them. But after I came out, now that we have jobs and we have our own businesses, I make relationships with people and enjoy, you know, conversations in the grocery stores, people that we meet. We're just normal like everybody else, especially you can but imagine not having a dress and head covering, going around town. We noticed the difference. Like, no, people aren't looking at us. We're just normal. It felt good.
Oh, yeah. Amen. That's true.
That's very cool. I have to tell you what, we have to take a brief break. When we'll come back, we're going to continue more here with Karen and Jason. The book is called Hutterites, The Nine, Our Story to Freedom. And they'll be signing books tomorrow night at Zambro's. We'll have more in just a moment as you're listening to Nighttime Live here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Welcome back. 12 minutes now before 9 here at KFGO. Hutterites, The Nine, Our Story to Freedom. We just had a phone call off the air, Karen and Jason, and it was a question we talked about beforehand, before we went on the air. Now that the nine of you have left and you've written this book, understand they're not real happy about this book, but are you able to go back and see your relatives, friends and relatives that are still in the colony?
Yes, in a way. Usually, Hutterites, you can go back and visit, but you have to ask for permission usually. But now that we've written the book, we have actually not talked with our parents. They have not reached out since we've written it. So our relationship right now is very strained. Even though we love them, they take this book as a personal attack. They admit it's true what's in the book, but they take it personally. Even though when we wrote the book, we wrote to point out that the system is what's oppressing the people. It's not a personal attack in the book. We didn't mention any names throughout the whole book. So it's not a personal attack against anybody. But as far as us going back, even for a visit, it would be very awkward at this time.
Okay, I just want to make sure we get this straight. It is your parents that have the right to say, you know, are not getting in contact with you? Or do you have like a colony leader, for lack of a better term, that says, no, we don't want you to come?
Every colony is a little different. A lot of colonies, the leaders are in charge, and every colony of that. The colony where we come from, it's a lot of times you're allowed to come for a visit during the day without really asking the leaders. In our colony where we come from, a lot of colonies, though, even for a visit, you have to go through the leaders. But in this case, I'm not sure my parents would want to see me, unfortunately.
Really? Wow. By the way, I should mention, your colony was where?
Near Grand Forks.
Near Grand Forks, so up in the northeast corner of the state.
Yes. Okay. And I love my parents. I love all the Hutterite people back there. That is why we wrote the book, is to show that there is a way out, because we have been successful leaving. It's been a fight to get out of all the mindsets. We have been taught a lot of lies when we were living there, such as the colony life is your way to get to heaven. And really, that's not true. It's only through Jesus Christ that one can get to heaven. It's not through any form of system or religion. And wearing all that clothing like we just talked about earlier, or living faithfully for the colony, that's not what's going to do it. So it saddens me that there's so many people that are deceived. So by us speaking the truth, that's what will set people free. And it would be easier for us to just sit at home and just continue with our own lives, just do whatever we're doing, but instead we chose to go out, go on the front lines and speak forth the truth and love.
Are there more than nine, Karen?
It's the nine of us.
Yeah, but are there more than nine that have left that you could have gotten into the book, do you think?
I guess personal preference if they would have wanted. Many people have had stories, I believe, even better than ours. There's so many stories people could tell, but I understand when I was there how hard it was to speak up and voice those things that we had inside that it wasn't right. So for us leaving and getting the freedom and seeing the lies that we were taught growing up, that now that we voice it, I believe, or I would have wanted that. I would have wanted to hear that in the colony from somebody who went through it, who experienced those same things. So that way I know it will help people, because I would have wanted it when I was there to hear from somebody that went through it.
This book is very unique, because you're trained as a Hutterite from young on, if there's wrong stuff happening, to just keep quiet in a lot of ways, to just take it if there's unfair treatment. Well, I don't believe me just taking it is going to help me or anybody else. First thing, if there is a serious problem, is to communicate, is to talk about it, to share what's going on so a resolve can be reached. And that's all our heart is to reach a resolve for those issues that are still going on. They have a lot of issues like alcohol abuse and a lot of many other things.
Really? Wow.
Big time.
I was going to say that this sounds not just religious or female persecution, for lack of a better term. It sounds like a whole bunch of reasons why you decided to leave the colony.
Yes, and a lot of the focus, unfortunately, as a Hutterite, is about the outward. It's a focus is 100% on the outward, and then the individual person doesn't matter as much as the colony life has to keep going. It's been going for 400 years. That's their traditions, and they just want to keep that system going, and it's making them a lot of money, and they do not want to lose that. There's a lot of the leaders have a lot of control, and they don't want to give it up.
It's funny. I shouldn't say funny. I mean, it's interesting that you brought up the subject of money several times.
Because that's, as a Hutterite, you've learned pretty quick, that's what a lot of the decisions are based around, traditions and money. Those two things I experienced living there, that's what revolved, the decision-making revolved around.
So what are you hearing from the colony right now? I mean, the leaders, how torqued off at you are they?
You know, we don't really know fully. It's just the individual people that we see on the street or in the towns that we live. And I've heard people say there's good points in that book. I see some of the book signings that we've been to, even ex-Hutterites have come up and encouraged us because they themselves know they couldn't have done it or how hard it was. So they were glad that we did. It's like, good for you.
Yeah,
so
we
I believe
know.
There's those individuals that did encourage us, and the rest we don't hear, I guess.
Yeah, we know not every Hutterite is going to agree with us, but we know there's always going to be some. And at the last book signing we had, actually a Hutterite young person stopped by, and we talked with him, and he wanted our phone number so he could continue talking with us afterwards in private, because he wasn't satisfied. He wasn't finding fulfillment for his life, so he wanted to talk later. So that's cool.
Do you think this book will convince others to leave? Or is that your purpose?
I believe it will encourage and inspire other people that they have a voice, they have capabilities beyond what was put upon them in the colony. And what I mean by that is I see it more clearly now that we've left, we've been gone for almost 7 years, that people in the colony still try to put that guilt and shame upon us that we were born a Hutterite, and that means we're destined. That is the best way to live is as a Hutterite. But that's not true. I mean, just because I let's say you, Bob, would just move from Fargo to Grand Forks, that's just from one town to another. You have that freedom to do it. It's not where you live. It's God can use you in many other places. Just because I was born a Hutterite doesn't mean I'm destined to be a Hutterite. But that... we still feel that guilt from the people on the inside.
Because for a Hutterite life, it can be very hopeless. That's what we found, because you live there. There's no escape from it. You can't just leave, because if you leave, you're committing a sin. You might end up in hell if you leave. So you're stuck there, and it's very regimented, that life. Very much controlled. It's the same every day, and you can't take a vacation from it. You can't take a break from it. You're stuck in that your whole life. And I believe, and I know, there's a lot of depression there. And there is a lot of hopelessness. That's what we felt, and that's why we left. And we have now successful businesses. We have the outside world. We've actually been able to make it a success.
What type of business do you do?
Me and my brother, the other one of the nine, we do construction. We have our own construction carpentry business. Mm-hmm. So we do anything from concrete to drywall to framing, roofing. So we love doing that type of work.
Some things you probably would have done on the colony anyway, but now you're getting
somewhat
paid for it.
In the colony, I was working in the chicken barn. I was in charge of 90,000 chickens. I wanted to learn carpentry. I wanted to do computer design, which I now do a lot, like with this book now. I help design the cover and a lot of that things. I love working with a computer, and I also love carpentry. Those two things I couldn't have done as a Hutterite as far as it couldn't have been my calling in life. Now I do it.
Wow.
And with my sister and I, we have a cleaning business. But the difference is now, I'll tell you, when we first decided to do a cleaning, it was like, do I have to go into other people's houses? And it wasn't that I couldn't clean. It was just having the responsibility as a woman to do it in a professional business way that we were never had those responsibilities. And then just building on that, having that worth, those capabilities, and getting a driver's license, all those things, it wasn't that we're just slaving away cleaning.
This is going to be a stupid question, but you're a lovely young lady, and you have braces.
Okay.
Would you have gotten braces if you were still in the colony?
My cousin, she's the same age, she got some, but her teeth were much worse than mine, and she went through much, people thought it wasn't important enough, but her moms heard from the dentist, and they knew she needs to get them. But she said she felt the guilt for the rest of her life. She thought she heard it was so expensive. So I would have never gotten it there. I didn't think it was bad enough or I was worth having it. I mean, now when I look, my teeth were really crooked. So I could take care of those things. Now I can make those decisions.
Wow.
And not afraid of using some other person's money, so-called.
Yeah, even though it's everybody's money, supposedly, the leaders act as if it's their money. And if you ask for it, it's sometimes like prying teeth trying to get money.
Okay. We have about 90 seconds left. I got two more questions. Why did it take 7 years to put this book out?
It took so many years to, you know, get built up, get those businesses. And even through much prayer, dealing emotionally as an individual being built up and even going back and even building relationships with my mom, my dad that I never had close relationships, forgiving them. So it took much to then being bold enough to stand up and say, we're ready to help other people.
Okay. Tomorrow night, Zambros, what's the time on that?
It's 6:30 to 8.
6:30 to 8?
Yes.
Okay. We get up into Grand Forks at night. If they're listening in, anything you want to tell the folks up there? Are they listening on the radio up there?
They might be. And again, like we've said before, that we are just doing this. Our hearts are to help people, to show the way out, and that Jesus Christ is the only way. That's it.
And we're coming to do a book signing on Saturday in Grand Forks.
Oh, that's right. Where's that at? Do you remember?
That's at the Ferguson Bookstore. They have a main bookstore. And one in Columbia Mall. They can go on our website to find out more information about our book signings. It's www.the9.com.
All right. Karen, Jason, thank you so much for joining us. I'm sorry we didn't talk to Glenda. KFGO5.